Hey, this is Joshua Drew, Senior Technical Evangelist for Microsoft. I'm here with a bite-sized edition of Bits and Bytes, where we have 2 minutes to bring you insight on technology, along with some information for you to go deep. In this video, we're going to look at how to create a mobile service via the classic Azure portal. With the news of Parse being shut down in a few months and the need to look for other service providers, I will show you in 2 minutes how to create a table API and a custom API that you can access from your mobile app or any web app for that matter. Let's begin. Let's click on New, Compute, Mobile Service, Create, provide a name for your mobile service, and then we have an option to add it to an existing database or create a new one. Once created, let's click on our mobile service and choose Data to create a table, and then we'll add some columns to it. If we wanted to, we can access this database through SQL tools such as Visual Studio, SQL Object Explorer, or Mac SQL Studio. Once our schema is complete, we can click on our table and then click Script. We can see there's 4 CRUD routines to access our table. In this example, I'm looking up the screen name before insertion of a record. You can perform any business logic you want, or you can just pass in the object for automatic insertion. If you are passing in an object, which is the easiest, make sure that your object name and properties match your table name and columns. If they do not, then you'll have to perform transformation before you insert the record. Be sure to add error handling, and you can also return custom error codes and messaging as well through this API. All of this code will be on my GitHub. URLs will be at the end of the video. Now let's save this table API, and let's create a custom API. We'll click on the API in the navigation bar and give it a name as well. This is going to be a custom API, so this is where we could do a lot of different things, such as identity management, push notifications, and potential joins of multiple tables. In this example, I'll use the MS SQL service to create a SQL statement to return records, and the records are going to be based on a join that I have in my statement. The rest of the code is very similar to the first example. However, I could have added push notifications and some other custom logic in here as well. To access these APIs as endpoints, it would be your mobile service name slash tables slash your table name in a get, post, insert, or an update routine. And for the custom API, it would be your mobile service name slash API slash custom API name. There are plenty of examples on how to access the mobile service via HTML, JavaScript, or a mobile app of your choice. Here are a few resources to go deep. Be sure to check out the repo at my GitHub. There are examples of the custom API and table API scripts. I also have a mobile service demo for you to check out as well. Thanks again. Until next time.